She never expected her sister's wedding to spark a chain of events that would change everything. Mara always lived in Elise's shadow. Elise was the pretty one, the successful one, the woman who got everything Mara secretly wanted. But when Mara caught her new brother-in-law, Owen, staring just a moment too long at her across the dinner table, a dangerous curiosity was born. What started as a petty act of revenge, one passionate night to take back a little power, unraveled into an affair neither could stop. Soon, the guilt was as intoxicating as the sex. But lines blur when secrets pile up, and Mara's twisted bond with Owen began to take on a life of its own. When Owen suggested the unthinkable, eliminating Elise so they could finally be together, Mara realized her revenge had opened a door she couldn't close. Now, desire, betrayal, and murder are all tangled together, so if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. Shadows and Toasts. Mara shifted in her seat at the wedding reception, her champagne glass glinting under fairy lights. Elise, radiant in lace, floated through the room like she owned it. Every smile, every toast, every camera flash seemed to belong to her. Owen was at her side, hand resting on the small of her back, a picture of marital bliss. But Mara saw what others didn't, the way Owen's eyes flickered over her dress, lingering for a second too long. The smirk when their fingers brushed as he handed her a glass of wine. The quiet, conspiratorial glances that said, "I see you." For Mara, this wedding was the latest installment in a lifetime of second place. Elise had always won, at everything. Scholarships, jobs, friends, attention. Now, the perfect husband. Mara wasn't even sure if Owen was really happy, or just another trophy on Elise's shelf. The music swelled. People rose to dance. Mara sipped her champagne and watched Owen from across the room. Maybe it was the alcohol. Maybe it was the years of resentment. But a thought formed, what would happen if I took just one thing back? Later, as night deepened and the crowd thinned, Owen found Mara on the balcony. The city lights would listen, but the words wouldn't come. Instead, she wrote a note to herself. "This has to end. Tomorrow, I'll tell him. I'll end it for good." But sleep didn't come. Every creak of the house made her jump. Every shadow looked like Owen lurking outside her door. As dawn crept in, Mara realized she was more afraid of herself than anyone else. She had crossed lines she could never uncross, and now she was trapped. The only way out, she thought, was to run, or to destroy everything. Chapter 4. Fractures. Mara didn't sleep. She watched the sunrise paint golden stripes across her bedroom ceiling, heart racing, mind clouded. She'd spent the night arguing with herself, one side begging her to run, the other whispering that maybe, just maybe, Owen meant what he said. The house was quiet. Too quiet. When she finally dragged herself downstairs, Elise was on the phone in the sunroom, her voice light and cheerful. Owen sat at the kitchen table, staring into a cup of black coffee. His eyes were hollow, dark circles beneath them, his jaw tense. Mara hovered by the doorway, every muscle tight. She wanted to confront him, to end it all, but her mouth was dry and her courage thin. Owen looked up, met her eyes, and nodded toward the back door. Mara hesitated, then followed him into the garden. The roses were heavy with dew, the air sharp and cool. They stood surrounded by a world that felt both painfully real and impossibly distant. "I'm sorry about yesterday," Owen said, his voice barely above a whisper. I lost my head." Mara shook her head, tears brimming. "No, Owen, this is over, all of it." He stepped closer, desperate. "Don't say that. You can't just pretend nothing happened." She glared at him. "Watch me." He reached for her hand, but she jerked away. "You said things yesterday you can't take back. You scared me." Owen's face twisted, his voice rough. "I only said what we're both thinking. You want her out of the way as much as I do." Mara's breath caught. "Don't twist this. I made mistakes, but I'd never hurt her. Never." He stepped back, eyes cold. Then you're a coward. We'll never be free. She stared at him, stunned. You're not the man I thought you were. Owen just shrugged, turning away. Maybe you never knew me at all. Under the surface inside. Mara tried to carry on. She helped Elise plan a family barbecue for the weekend, feigning excitement she didn't feel. Elise chatted happily, her joy as infectious as ever, oblivious to the storm raging in Mara's chest. Could you make your famous potato salad? Elise asked, hope in her eyes. Of course, Mara replied, forcing a smile. Every minute felt like a performance. Owen stayed distant, barely speaking, but Mara caught him watching her, always watching. She felt hunted, trapped by the very secret she'd helped create. That night, after Elise went to bed, Mara sat at the kitchen table, staring at her phone. Owen's last message still glowed on the screen. You know where to find me if you change your mind. She deleted it, heart pounding. She needed to put an end to this, for good. The confession. The next day, Mara found Elise in the garden, clipping roses. The sun lit up her hair, and for a moment, Mara saw the girl she grew up with, her little sister, trusting and bright. Elise, Mara said, her voice shaking, can I talk to you about something important? Elise looked up, concern shadowing her features. Of course. What's wrong? Mara opened her mouth, but the truth caught in her throat. She wanted to confess, to spill everything, but fear pressed down on her. She pictured the look in Elise's eyes if she ever learned what Mara had done. It's about Owen, Mara managed, her heart thundering. I think he's unhappy with everything, the marriage, life. Elise's worry deepened. He's been distant lately, but I thought it was just stress, work, money, starting over. That's all. Mara nodded, swallowing the secret. Maybe you should talk to him. Maybe he needs help. Elise smiled, squeezing Mara's hand. Thank you for telling me. I'll talk to him tonight. I'm sure it's nothing we can't fix. Guilt burned through Mara. She wanted to scream, to run, but instead she let Elise believe everything would be all right. Tensions rise. That evening, Mara stayed upstairs while Elise and Owen talked in the living room. She heard the low rumble of their voices, the occasional sharp word, then silence. Elise came to bed late, eyes red and tired. The next day, Owen was gone before anyone woke. Elise moved through the house like a ghost, her laughter forced, her smiles.
Brittle. Mara hated herself for what she'd done, for the lie she'd told to keep her secret safe. She made the potato salad anyway, hands moving on autopilot, wishing for any escape. As the barbecue approached, Mara's anxiety grew. Family would be there, old friends, people who remembered when the sisters were inseparable, when Mara was just the older sister and Owen was nothing more than a name on a wedding invitation. Owen returned that afternoon, sullen and withdrawn. He barely spoke, barely looked at anyone. Mara felt his anger radiating from across the room. Family gathering. Saturday came, and the backyard filled with laughter, music, and the smell of grilled food. Mara moved through the crowd, trying to hide her exhaustion. Her parents hugged her, asking when she was moving home. Old friends joked about childhood memories, never guessing at the secrets tangled beneath Mara's smile. Elise played the perfect hostess, but Mara saw the cracks, a tremble in her hands, the strain in her voice. Owen kept to himself, brooding, nursing one drink after another. As the sun set and guests trickled away, Mara lingered near the house, arms wrapped around herself. Owen cornered her by the garden gate, his face shadowed by moonlight. This isn't over, he whispered. Mara stared at him, her voice like stone. It is for me. He stepped closer, menace in his eyes. You started this. Don't forget that. Mara held her ground. I'm done, Owen. If you come near me or my sister again, I'll tell her everything. He smirked, cold and cruel. You won't. You're too scared. She watched him walk away, her whole body shaking. Breaking point. After everyone left, Mara helped Elise clean up. Elise dropped a plate, hands trembling. I don't know what's wrong with him, Elise whispered, voice cracking. He's changed, Mara. He's not the man I married. Mara hugged her sister, guilt threatening to choke her. Maybe he just needs time. Maybe you both do. Elise nodded, but the hope in her eyes was dim. That night, Mara lay in bed, the walls closing in. She realized that secrets, once loosed, cannot be controlled. They grow, they twist, they threaten to devour everything in their path. She stared into the darkness, understanding at last that she couldn't outrun what she'd done. But she also knew she wasn't ready to give up. On her sister, on herself, or on the faint hope that maybe, just maybe, she could make it right. Chapter 5. The Threat. The days after the barbecue dragged by in a fog. Mara kept her distance from Owen, barely speaking, never alone. She watched over Elise, more careful than ever, helping her with chores, sharing meals, listening to her talk about work and dreams, and all the small everyday things sisters were supposed to share. Yet every smile, every memory, felt heavy with guilt. Owen, meanwhile, grew darker. He drank more, slept less, and snapped at Elise for the smallest things. The tension in the house became unbearable. Elise tried to fix it. Special dinners, gentle words, but nothing helped. She began to sleep with her phone under her pillow, hoping for some message of hope that never came. One evening, as Mara was washing dishes, Owen walked in. The room seemed to shrink. He waited until the water was off, then spoke low and urgent. "We need to talk." She didn't look at him. "There's nothing to say." He stepped closer, voice tightening. "You're not answering my messages. I know you've told her something." Mara set the plate down, careful not to break it. "I didn't tell her anything about us, but I did tell her you were unhappy, because you are." Owen's eyes narrowed. "You're playing a dangerous game, Mara. Don't act like you're innocent." She shook her head, tired. "I'm done playing. Stay away from me. Stay away from Elise." He grabbed her arm, grip hard. "If you walk away, I'll tell her everything, every secret, every lie. You think she'll ever forgive you?" Mara wrenched her arm free. "Maybe not. But I'd rather be hated than live like this." Owen's lips curled into a sneer. "If I go down, you go down with me." She stared at him, rage building inside her. "Then do it. Tell her. End this." He let go, face twisted with anger. "You think you're strong, but you're not." Mara turned her back and walked out, heart pounding. She locked herself in her room, fighting tears, willing herself to breathe. Unraveling that night, Mara barely slept. She heard Elise crying quietly through the wall, heard Owen's footsteps pacing the halls. Every sound was a reminder of what she'd lost, what she'd risked, and what could still be destroyed. In the morning, Elise's eyes were red and swollen. She smiled anyway, pretending everything was fine. "Want to go to the farmer's market?" Elise asked, trying for normal. Mara nodded, desperate for any escape from the house. They wandered through stalls of fresh fruit and flowers, pretending to be just two sisters on a Saturday morning. But Mara saw the way Elise's hands shook, the way she flinched at loud noises, the way her laugh sounded brittle. Over coffee, Elise finally spoke. "Is it me? Am I doing something wrong?" Mara reached across the table, taking her hand. "No. You're the best person I know." Elise's eyes filled with tears. "Then why does it feel like I'm losing everything?" Mara squeezed her hand. "You're not. I promise." But the words tasted like lies. Owen's spiral. When they returned home, Owen was gone. The silence felt unnatural, as if the house was holding its breath. Mara helped Elise put away groceries, trying to keep her hands steady. Hours passed. Owen didn't come back. He didn't call. Elise grew frantic, calling his phone again and again. Each call went straight to voicemail. Mara did her best to calm her, but fear was a shadow between them. Night fell. Still no sign of Owen. Mara lay awake, listening to Elise's soft sobs through the wall. She wanted to comfort her, but didn't know how. Everything felt hopeless. Just after midnight, her phone buzzed. "Meet me at the cabin. Now. Or I tell her everything." Mara stared at the message, dread pooling in her stomach. She dressed quietly, slipped out into the night, and drove to the cabin. The road was empty, the world washed in darkness. cabin confrontation. Owen waited on the porch, bottle in hand, eyes wild and red. He looked like he hadn't slept in days. "You came," he said, voice flat. "I didn't have a choice," Mara replied, voice trembling. He gestured for her to sit beside him. She hesitated, but did as she was told, needing to keep him calm. "Why are you doing this?" she asked softly. He laughed, a bitter, hollow sound. "Because you made me believe we could have something real. You made me believe you wanted me, but you just wanted to hurt her." Mara shook her head, desperate. "No, I never wanted to hurt anyone. I made mistakes, but I want this to stop. I want you to let go."
Owen turned to her, his face inches from hers. "Let go. After everything. I gave up everything for you." She flinched at the fury in his eyes. "You didn't have to. This was never real. It was a mistake." He stood, pacing the porch. "You think you can just walk away? You think she'll forgive you if I tell her?" Mara's heart pounded. "Maybe she won't. Maybe she'll hate me forever. But at least it'll be over." Owen stared at her, breath heavy. "You're braver than I thought." She swallowed, hands shaking. "Just let me go, Owen. Let Elise go." For a long moment, he was silent. Then he tossed the bottle into the darkness and sat down hard, head in his hands. "Go home," he said, voice small. "But this isn't over." Mara didn't wait. She ran to her car, heart racing, and drove back through the sleeping city. She didn't look back. Unseen wounds. Mara slipped into the house just before dawn. Elise was sitting on the stairs, eyes wide with fear. "Where were you?" Elise asked, voice raw. Mara sat beside her, exhausted. "I needed to clear my head. I'm sorry." Elise nodded, but Mara could see the pain in her eyes. The trust between them, once unbreakable, was now thin as glass. Mara hugged her tightly, wishing she could say the words that would fix everything. But the truth was, some wounds never truly heal. Some secrets, once spoken, can never be taken back. Chapter 6. Cracks in the Mirror. The next morning felt like waking in the middle of someone else's nightmare. Mara stared at her own face in the bathroom mirror, searching for the girl she once was. Her eyes looked older, harder, worn down by secrets she could never share. Downstairs, Elise moved quietly around the kitchen, her presence like a question Mara could not answer. Neither spoke much. Coffee, toast, empty silence. Owen's absence hung heavy in the air. Mara found herself wondering what would happen if she just told the truth, if she let everything spill out, her mistakes, Owen's threats, the whole story. Would it finally set her free, or would it destroy everything, leaving nothing but ashes and shame? The phone rang, breaking the silence. Elise snatched it up, hope flickering across her face, but it was just their mother checking in. Elise kept her voice light, but Mara could hear the strain, the cracks. Showing through. After the call, Elise turned to Mara, voice trembling. "Did I do something wrong? Did I push him away?" Mara shook her head, the lie burning her throat. "No, this isn't your fault, Elise. None of it is." The return. Late that afternoon, Owen finally came home. He looked terrible, unshaven, hollow-eyed, a ghost of the man he'd once been. Elise rushed to him, relief and anger mixing in her voice. "Where were you? I was so worried." Owen barely looked at her. Needed space, needed to think. The three of them sat in the living room, the tension suffocating. Elise tried to pull Owen back, asking him questions, reaching for his hand, but he barely responded. Mara watched him, every muscle in her body on edge. Owen's eyes flicked to Mara, a warning in his stare. She looked away. After dinner, Owen retreated to the den, leaving Elise and Mara alone in the kitchen. Elise started to cry, quietly, shoulders shaking. "I don't know what to do anymore," she whispered. Mara wrapped her arms around her sister, tears burning her own eyes. "I'm here. No matter what happens, I'm here." Elise held her tight, clinging to the only solid thing left in her world. Breaking point days passed. The house felt colder. Owen became unpredictable, sometimes quiet, sometimes lashing out over nothing. Elise walked on eggshells, afraid of saying the wrong thing,
Mara did her best to shield her, but she could feel Owen's anger growing, brewing beneath the surface. One night, Mara found Owen waiting for her in the hallway after everyone else had gone to bed. "We can't keep pretending," he hissed. "I can't live like this. You have to choose." Mara stepped back, fear making her voice small. "I already did. I chose my sister." He slammed his fist into the wall, voice low and vicious. "I'll ruin you, Mara. I swear to God." She glared at him, a spark of courage rising. "Do what you want. I'm not afraid of you anymore." He laughed, bitter and ugly. "You should be." Mara left him standing there, his threats echoing after her. She locked her bedroom door, heart hammering. The decision was made. Tomorrow she would tell Elise the truth, no matter the cost. The confession morning came gray and heavy. Mara waited until Owen left for work, then found Elise in the garden, trimming wilted flowers. "Elise, can we talk?" Mara's voice shook. Elise looked up, fear already in her eyes. "What is it?" Mara sat beside her, hands trembling. "There's something I have to tell you, something I should have told you from the beginning." Elise put down the clippers, bracing herself. Mara forced the words out, slowly, haltingly, telling her about Owen, about the affair, about the threats, the guilt, everything. When she finished, Elise sat perfectly still, her face pale and blank. For a long moment, neither spoke. Finally, Elise stood, shaking. "How could you? You were my sister. You were all I had." Mara's heart shattered. "I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry." Elise shook her head, tears running down her face. "Sorry isn't enough." She turned and walked away, leaving Mara alone in the garden, broken and empty. Aftermath, Elise locked herself in her room, refusing to speak to either Mara or Owen. When Owen returned home and realized what had happened, he went into a rage, shouting, throwing things, blaming Mara for everything. Mara tried to stand her ground, but his words cut deep. Eventually, Elise emerged. She faced Owen with a cold, quiet fury Mara had never seen before. "It's over," Elise said. "Pack your things. Leave." Owen tried to protest, but Elise stood firm. "You don't love me. You never did. I want you out." Defeated, Owen packed his things and left without another word. Elise didn't look at Mara as she passed. Mara wanted to reach out, to beg forgiveness, but knew it was too late. That night, the house was silent, grief and anger hanging heavy in every room. Mara lay awake, wishing she could turn back time, wishing she could save her sister from all this pain. But there was no going back, only forward, into whatever came next. Chapter 7. What Remains. The house was quiet now, too quiet. Owen was gone, and with him, the storm that had ripped through their lives. But peace didn't return with his absence. Instead, silence filled the spaces where love used to live, cold, heavy, and unspoken. Elise hadn't said a word to Mara in 2 days. She moved through the house like a ghost, tidying up, watering plants, answering phone calls with a forced calmness that barely held together. Mara stayed mostly in her room. She wanted to give her sister space, but also
couldn't bear to see the damage she'd caused. She wrote letters she never gave, practiced apologies in the mirror that fell apart on her lips. Every sound made her flinch. Every memory of Owen made her stomach turn. She didn't miss him. Not his voice, not his touch. What she missed was the version of herself before she let him in, before one night of bitterness became a betrayal she couldn't undo. The letter on the third day, Mara found a letter slid under her door. It was Elise's handwriting. Her breath caught as she opened it. "You broke something in me, in us. But I can't keep hating you forever. It's too heavy. I don't know if I'll ever forgive you. I don't know if I should. But I know I have to start healing. That means you need to leave. I need space, real space. I'll always love you, somewhere deep down. But right now I can't look at you without seeing everything I lost. Please go." Mara read the note twice, then 3 times. She didn't cry. Not this time. She just nodded, folded the letter, and began to pack. One last conversation. Mara didn't expect Elise to be waiting at the door when she came downstairs, suitcase in hand. They stood across from each other in silence. Elise looked thinner, tired, but there was strength in her eyes now, a quiet resolve. "I didn't write that to hurt you," Elise said softly. I need to find out who I am without all of this." "I understand," Mara said. Her voice cracked, but she didn't let it break. "I never wanted to destroy you." Elise looked down, tears gathering in her eyes. "Then why did you?" Mara shook her head slowly. "I don't know. Jealousy, anger, weakness. I told myself it was just revenge. But it became something else. Something I couldn't stop." Elise crossed her arms. "He would have ruined me either way. I just didn't expect you to help him do it." Mara swallowed hard. "Neither did I." They stood in the doorway, years of love and trust behind them, burned to ash by choices that couldn't be taken back. "I hope you find peace," Elise said. "Someday." "I hope you find someone who deserves you," Mara replied. "Not someone like him." They didn't hug, didn't cry together. There were no perfect endings here, just wounds and silence. Mara stepped out into the morning light, her suitcase rolling behind her. The front door closing slowly behind her like the final line of a story she wished she hadn't written. Starting over. 3 weeks later, Mara stood in a tiny apartment across town. It was nothing special. One bedroom, faded carpet, second-hand furniture. But it was hers. She had taken a job at a small bookstore nearby. Quiet work. Honest work. Something far from who she had been with Owen. Most nights she walked to the pier after closing, watching the water roll in under the stars. No one knew her name there. No one asked questions. She thought of Elise often, wondered if she was okay, if she'd started to smile again. She didn't text, didn't call. She respected the silence, but she kept Elise's letter in a drawer by her bed, reading it on the hard days to remind herself of the damage she never wanted to cause again. The call one rainy night, just after closing, Mara's phone rang, unknown number. She almost didn't answer, but she did. "Hey," Elise's voice came through, quiet, unsure. Mara froze. "Hi." "I'm not calling to fix everything," Elise said. I had a rough day, and I thought of you." Mara sank into a chair, tears rising fast. "You don't know how much I've missed you." "I do," Elise said. A pause. "Maybe someday we can talk. Really talk. But not yet." "I'll wait," Mara whispered. "As long as it takes." A long silence stretched between them. But it was no longer the kind that crushed. It was the kind that gave space. The kind that left room for something new. Then Elise said, "Good night, Mara." "Good night, Lisa." And just like that, the line went dead. But something quiet and healing had finally begun. Blurred in the distance, and the air buzzed with the last notes of celebration. "You looked like you wanted to disappear in there," he said. Voice low, almost gentle. She snorted. "Just not a fan of being background scenery." He leaned closer. "Trust me, you're not background to me." Something shifted in Mara then. A spark, reckless and dangerous, flickered inside her. She turned to face him, their bodies inches apart, and for a moment, it was as if the whole world held its breath. "Congratulations," she whispered, though her eyes said something else. "Thanks. But sometimes I wonder if we marry for love or just for the show," Owen murmured, searching her face for a reaction. Mara's heart hammered. She told herself she was only flirting, only pushing back against the universe that always picked her sister. But when Owen's hand found hers and he pulled her into a shadowed corner, Mara didn't resist. The kiss was hungry, fueled by anger and longing. Guilt and adrenaline tangled inside her. She should have pulled away, should have slapped him, should have done anything but kiss back. But the moment tasted too sweet, like justice or revenge. When they parted, breathless, Mara heard footsteps from inside and stepped away, smoothing her dress. Owen's eyes were wild. "This can be our little secret," he said. She nodded, but the lie tasted bitter already. That night, Mara lay awake, replaying every detail. The touch of his hand, the taste of his mouth, the thrill of doing something forbidden, Guilt gnawed at her, but she craved the feeling, the power of finally having something that was supposed to be Elise's. She texted Owen. One word, why? He answered in seconds. Because you make me feel alive. She stared at the ceiling, heart pounding, wondering if she'd just crossed a line she could never uncross. Chapter 1. Shadows and Toasts, continued. Sleep never truly came for Mara. Her mind danced from image to image, Owen's lips on hers, Elise laughing in the next room, the secret pulsing between them like a forbidden current. In the dim light before dawn, Mara stared at her phone, reading Owen's last message over and over, because you make me feel alive. It was reckless, intoxicating, dangerous. She rolled out of bed before sunrise, unable to shake the guilt clinging to her skin. The city outside was just waking up, streets shining with early light, but Mara's world had already shifted. Breakfast was a quiet, awkward affair in the family kitchen. Elise flitted around, humming to herself, all soft curls and wifely glow. Owen slid into the room a few minutes later, eyes meeting Mara's for a split second too long. She quickly looked away, her cheeks burning, certain that everyone could see her shame. Morning, Elise chirped. Owen, coffee? He nodded, settling at the table. Mara sipped her tea, the heat doing nothing to thaw the chill inside her. So Mara, Elise said, what's your plan now that the wedding's over? Going back to Boston? Mara shrugged. I don't know. Maybe stay a few days, help you get settled. Elise beamed. That would be amazing. I always need my big sister. Owen's phone buzzed. He glanced at it, then at Mara, his thumb dancing over the screen. A moment later, Mara's phone vibrated in her lap. Meet me in the garden after breakfast. Her pulse skipped. The garden was Elise's pride, a wild blooming maze behind the house. Mara mumbled something about needing air and slipped outside after the meal, heart pounding in her ears. She found Owen waiting by the roses, the morning sun turning his hair gold. He was nervous, his usual confidence brittle at the edges. I can't stop thinking about last night, he said. Voice barely above a whisper. She crossed her arms, trying to look unmoved. It was a mistake. He stepped closer. Was it? Or was it the only honest thing either of us has done in years? She scoffed, but the words stung. Don't flatter yourself. I was drunk. He grinned, but it didn't reach his eyes. If you want to pretend it never happened, fine. But I won't. A silence fell between them, filled by the distant clink of dishes and Elise's laughter drifting from the house. Owen touched Mara's arm, his hand warm and steady. I meant what I said. You wake something up in me, something Elise never has. Mara swallowed hard. She wanted to slap him, to tell him he was lying. But part of her, a part she hated, believed him. Stop, she whispered. This isn't a game. He stepped even closer, his breath hot against her ear. It doesn't have to be. Suddenly, the back door banged open, and Elise called out, Mara, where'd you go? Mara pulled away fast, heart racing, wiping her hands on her skirt as if she could scrub away the memory. Just getting some air, she shouted back, voice trembling. Owen smiled, a secret passing between them. See you tonight? Mara shook her head. No, this ends here. She hurried inside, brushing past Elise, who didn't notice the storm in her eyes. The rest of the day passed in a blur, Elise glowing, Owen stealing glances, Mara trapped in a prison of her own making. Every laugh, every touch, every normal moment was poisoned by what had happened and what might still happen. By evening, Mara was raw with guilt. She tried to pack her things and leave, but Elise insisted on a family dinner. Mara forced herself to sit through it, the food turning to ash in her mouth. Owen played the perfect husband. Attentive, charming, affectionate. Mara watched, equal parts furious and fascinated. He was a chameleon, switching masks with ease. She wondered how many other women he'd seduced, how many other secrets he kept hidden. After dinner, Elise suggested a walk. Mara declined, claiming a headache, and retreated to her childhood bedroom. She sat on the bed, hugging her knees, wishing she could rewind time. A soft knock at the door startled her. Owen slipped inside, closing it behind him. We need to talk, he he said quietly. She shook her head. No, we don't. It was a mistake, Owen. I don't want to hurt her. He knelt beside her, eyes pleading. What about what you want? She glared at him. I want my life back. I want to stop feeling like a monster. He reached for her hand. She snatched it away. You're not a monster, Mara. You're the only real thing in this house. She shook her head, tears burning her eyes. Go back to your wife. He leaned in, pressing his forehead to hers. Tell me you don't want this. For a moment, the world stopped. Then she whispered, I don't. Owen nodded, his expression unreadable. If you ever change your mind, you know where to find me. He left, closing the door softly behind him. Mara sat in silence, her heart racing, tears streaming down her cheeks. She wanted to scream, to confess, to run. Instead, she curled up on the bed and wept, the taste of Owen's kiss still lingering on her lips. Outside, the world spun on, oblivious to the storm brewing behind closed doors. That night, Mara dreamed of fire, of everything she loved and hated burning down around her. She woke before dawn, gasping, alone. Chapter 2. Aftershocks. The next morning, Mara woke to the muffled sounds of her sister humming in the kitchen. The night storm still lingered in her mind, every detail sharp and cruel. She tried to piece herself together, shower, dress, practice her smile in the mirror, but nothing felt right. Not her skin, not her hair, not the face that stared back at her. Downstairs, Elise was making pancakes. The scent brought Mara back to childhood, to a time when love was simple and guilt didn't hang heavy in the air. Owen sat at the table, reading the news on his phone, as if nothing in their world had changed. Morning, Elise said brightly. I made your favorite. Blueberry pancakes. You haven't had them since you moved away. Mara sat down, forcing herself to match Elise's energy. Owen looked up, eyes meeting hers just long enough to send a bolt of memory through her. Sleep okay? He asked, voice careful. Fine, Mara said, staring at her plate. Elise didn't seem to notice the tension. Or maybe she was choosing not to see it. She talked about the honeymoon plans. Italy, vineyards, little seaside towns. Her voice light and hopeful. Mara wondered what it was like to live in Elise's world, so certain everything would work out. Halfway through breakfast, Elise excused herself to take a phone call from their mother. Mara and Owen were left alone at the table, the silence thickening. We can't keep doing this, Mara said quietly, her eyes on her food. I know, Owen said, his voice steady. But I can't stop thinking about you. Mara clenched her fork. You have to try. I can't destroy her. He reached across the table, his hand almost touching hers. You're not the only one hurting here. She pulled her hand back as Elise returned, laughing about something their mother had said. Mara tried to focus on the conversation, tried to act normal, but every word felt false. The secret life. That afternoon, Mara slipped out for a walk, needing air. The sun was high, the streets bright and ordinary. She wandered through the park, replaying the last few days. The guilt pressed down on her.
But beneath it was something else, a hunger, a thrill she hadn't felt in years. Her phone buzzed, Owen again. Can we talk? She typed. No, then deleted it. She typed again, later, not at the house. Mara found herself walking for hours, watching families and couples, all looking so sure of themselves. She envied them. Their innocence, their small, safe lives. When she returned home, Elise was gone, running wedding errands. Mara went to her old bedroom, sat on the edge of the bed, and stared out the window. A soft knock came at the door. Mara's heart leapt. Owen stepped inside, closing the door behind him. Just hear me out, he said, voice low. She shook her head. Owen, no. I said this has to end. He sat beside her, his face close. It doesn't have to end if we don't want it to. Mara turned away, but he caught her hand, fingers gentle. Why do you keep doing this? She whispered. Because I want you. Not her. Not anymore. She stared at the floor, trembling. You married her. He cupped her chin, making her look at him. I made a mistake. For a long moment, Mara let herself believe him. She let the ache in her chest soften. She leaned into his kiss, soft, desperate, hungry. It was wrong. Every part of her screamed that it was wrong, but she kissed him back, her body betraying her heart. When they parted, Owen's eyes were wild. "Let's get away, just for a few days. We can talk, figure this out." Mara hesitated. "Where?" "My friend has a cabin, out by the lake. He's never there. We can be alone. No one will know." She shook her head, panic rising. "Elise will know. She always knows. We'll make an excuse. Just us. Please, Mara." The desperation in his voice broke something in her. She nodded once, just to make the moment stop. "Okay. One night. Then we end this." He smiled, relief flooding his face. "Tomorrow night, I'll pick you up after dinner." He left, and Mara slumped against the door, feeling her life spiraling out of control. The lie. That night at dinner, Mara tried to act normal, but Elise could tell something was off. "You're quiet," Elise said. "Are you sure you're okay? You look pale." "Just tired," Mara lied. "Maybe I'm coming down with something." Owen watched her over his wine glass, eyes heavy with meaning. Mara could barely eat. Every
bite felt like a lie. After dinner, Elise curled up with a book, content. Owen pretended to watch TV. Mara sat alone in her room, planning her escape. She texted Owen, "Tomorrow, 9 p.m., the park entrance. Don't be late." He replied instantly, "I'll be there." Mara packed a small bag and hid it in her closet. She listened to her sister laugh in the next room, guilt threatening to drown her. She wanted to confess, to beg for forgiveness, but it was too late. She had already chosen her path. Temptation's edge. The next day crawled by in slow motion. Mara helped Elise around the house, trying to memorize every detail. Her sister's smile, her laugh, the way she hummed while folding laundry. All the things she'd never have again if the truth came out. Evening came. Mara said she was going for a walk to clear her head. Elise nodded, distracted by a phone call. Mara left the house with her heart thudding in her chest, the bag slung over her shoulder. At the park, Owen waited in his car, engine running. He looked both nervous and excited. "You sure?" he asked, as she got in. She nodded, even though nothing felt sure anymore. They drove in silence, the city lights fading behind them. Mara watched the world blur by, a thousand thoughts racing through her mind. What they were doing, what it meant, how it would all end. The cabin was small, rustic, and empty. Owen lit a fire, poured them each a drink. For a while they just sat together, watching the flames. Mara let herself believe, just for a night, that they were the only two people in the world. They made love on the rug in front of the fire, their bodies tangled and desperate, both pretending they could escape the consequences. Afterwards, Mara lay in Owen's arms, staring at the ceiling. "Do you really think we could have a future?" she asked quietly. He stroked her hair, his voice barely a whisper. "If she wasn't in the way, yes." The words hung in the air, thick and poisonous. Mara closed her eyes, knowing there was no turning back. Chapter 3. The Unthinkable. When Mara woke in the cabin, grey morning light filtered through the thin curtains. For a moment, she let herself imagine this was her life, a simple morning, tangled in sheets with someone who wanted her. But reality pressed in from all sides. The guilt was sharper, in the quiet. Owen lay beside her, his arm draped across her waist. She moved gently to slip free, not wanting to wake him, but he stirred anyway. "Stay a little longer," he murmured, pulling her close. Mara stared at the ceiling, her mind racing. "We should get back before Elise notices." He frowned, eyes still cloudy with sleep. "She never notices. She trusts both of us." Mara rolled onto her back, tension tightening her shoulders. "She'll notice if we're both gone." He propped himself up, looking down at her. "Do you want to keep doing this, sneaking around forever? You deserve more." She searched his face for a trace of regret. All she saw was hunger, a man who wanted something so badly, he'd do anything to get it. He touched her cheek, tender. "I meant what I said last night. I want a future with you,
Mara sat up, pulling the blanket around her.
Owen, this is real life. There are no clean endings.
He watched her, lips pressing into a thin line.
There could be.
The first fracture. They drove back in silence, hearts pounding with the weight of the night before. Owen dropped Mara at the park and watched her walk away, neither of them speaking about what would happen next.
Mara's nerves were frayed. She walked home slow, feeling every sound, every heartbeat, as if the world itself might catch her in a lie.
Elise was in the kitchen, humming, her back turned. She smiled when Mara came in.
You're up early, Elise said. Want some tea?
Mara nodded, forcing herself to breathe.
Elise poured the tea, then paused, turning with a gentle frown.
Are you all right?
You seem, I don't know, far away.
Mara lied again. Something about not sleeping well. Elise accepted it without question, but Mara could feel a shift, a crack opening, small but growing. As she drank her tea, Mara's phone buzzed. A message from Owen, simple and blunt. We need to talk. She ignored it, her hands shaking. Elise reached out, touching Mara's hand. You know you can tell me anything, right? Elise said. Mara looked into her sister's bright, trusting eyes and almost broke down.
Of course, she whispered. Always. But the truth was already rotting in her chest.
A secret meeting, Mara agreed to meet Owen that afternoon, away from the house. They walked together by the river, cool wind whipping.
Around them. We can't keep this up, Mara said, voice low. It's killing me.
Owen stopped, facing her, his jaw tight.
Then let's do something about it.
She shook her head.
What?
Leave her? Destroy her?
I can't. She's my sister.
He stared at the water, lips pale. What if she wasn't part of the picture anymore?
Mara felt the ground tilt beneath her.
What does that mean?
He didn't answer right away.
What if something happened?
An accident?
No one would ever know.
The words hit Mara like cold water. For a moment she couldn't breathe.
Owen, she whispered. That's not funny.
He looked at her, deadly serious.
I'm not joking. You and I, we could have a life, but only if she's gone.
Mara stepped back, shaking her head.
You're insane.
He grabbed her hand, desperate.
I'm not. I love you. I'd do anything for you.
She yanked her hand free, anger flooding through her. Don't ever say that again. Don't even think it.
Owen's eyes darkened.
You're not happy, Mara.
Neither am I. We can fix this. Together.
She turned and walked away, heart pounding so hard she thought it might burst. She didn't look back.
Shattered. For the rest of the day, Mara wandered the city, numb and haunted. Owen's words echoed in her mind. What if she wasn't part of the picture anymore? She tried to convince herself he was bluffing. He had to be. No one would actually. But she remembered the way he looked at her, the cold logic behind his words. He believed it. He wanted it. And she had started all of this, opened the door, let the monster in. As evening fell, Mara sat on a park bench, staring at nothing. Her phone buzzed again. I'm sorry, Owen wrote. I didn't mean to scare you. I just want us to be together. She didn't respond. Back home, Elise was making dinner, cheerful as ever. Mara forced herself to help, every motion mechanical. At the table, Elise smiled at her, all love and trust. I'm glad you're staying a few more days. I missed having you around. Mara nearly choked on her food. Me too, she managed. She watched Elise laugh with Owen, watched them touch and tease and act like a normal couple. Only Mara knew how much of it was a lie. The breaking point. That night, Mara sat alone in her room, shaking. She wanted to confess everything. To Elise, to Owen, to anyone who,